Discuss for Refuah Shleima for Yakira Emuna Basdina Bracha, and for all of the injured in the two terrible attacks that we heard about this morning. We should all have Refuah Shleima B'soch Shar Kol Yisrael. Last time we started discussing the Machlokas Tosis and the Rashba. We've been talking about Tosis the whole week, but we got to the Rashba as well. Tosfos here on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph is a kasha that we know there's a concept of Nazirat Mitocho. Rabbi Elozer holds Eide Mesira Karsi, but you really don't need Eide Chasima at all. But he happens to hold that if you have the Eide Chasima, but they're not good, so then that's going to detract. That's going to be a problem. So he says, the classical case of Nazirat Mitocho is where you have a Karvel Pasul. Karvel Pasul. You have Eide Mesira, but you also have a Karvel Pasul that Achosim on the Shtar. Well, as I said, that's going to be a problem. Our Gemara expands Rabbi Elozer's shita of Nazir Mitocho to a case of Chasima Shelo Lishma. That even if you have a Chasima Shelo Lishma, it's also going to pass all the game. So Tosis is troubled. Why is that true? Why is there a psul of Chasima Shelo Lishma? Bishlama, Karov Apostle, that we can understand that it should pass all the game, because we're afraid that you'll rely on the Karov Apostle for the Raya. Right? You'll rely on the Karov Apostle, La Hasia, Lahotzi Mamin, and that's a problem. Even if it's MS, Tosis assumes that ain't lasso sella be'edus k'sheira, even if it's really the truth, but it doesn't matter. If it's not an edus k'sheira, then you're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to rely on it, l'ray. But chasima shalol l'shma, what's the problem? Chasima shalol l'shma. Okay, shalol l'shma means it can't shafa get, it can't make the get, it can't make the gerishin. But for Raya, it's perfectly kasha. It's a kasha edus, so what could be the problem? So that's Tosis kasha. Tosis can't figure out how can we extend Mezuyah Vidokha from Karva Pasul to Shalol Lishma. The problem of Mezuyah Vidokha by Karva Pasul doesn't seem to apply to Shalol Lishma. That's his cash. That's his cash. So his answer is that the Mezuyah Vidokha of Shalol Lishma is really different. It's different. The Mezuyah Vidokha of Karva Pasul is the Hashash that you rely on them, Liraya. But the Mezuyah Vidokha of Chasima Shalol Lishma, why is Chasima Shalol Lishma Psula? Because of Gzeira of Chasima to Ksiva. Rabbi Elozer holds that the Ksiva has to be Lishma. So, Midrabanan, he says that if the Chasima is Shalol Lishma, then we're afraid that the Ksiva will be Shalol Lishma too. You might not realize the difference. If we allow you to have the Chasima Shalol Lishma, then you might think that the Ksiva can be Shalol Lishma as well. That's how Tosis learns. It's a different type of psul. Different type of psul. That's Tosis. Comes the Rashba. Started the Rashba yesterday. Comes the Rashba. First of all, he doesn't even give Tosis parents, right? He asks Tosis kasha, and he basically says Tosis leaves a Petzarek Iyud. That was his ksaviyat in Tosis, apparently. But then the Rashba answers, I'll tell you why Chasima Shalol Lishma is possible. He doesn't give Tosis the answer. Rashba didn't want to give Tosis the answer. He stopped because he feels like, why should I make a gzera? Chasima to ksiva, why? They're not related, they're not the same. Just because the chasima can be shalol lishma, why do I think the ksiva can be shalol lishma? The ksiva, the blaza holds, the cost of sefer krisos is going on the ksiva. So everyone knows the ksiva has to be lishma. We know there's a din of lishma. So just because the chasima can be shalol lishma, why would I think the ksiva can be shalol lishma? Where's the makom for gzera over here? Where's the makom for gzera? So Zokta Rashba, I'll tell you what the answer is. Rashba says, v'nirad the mishimachi karle mezuv mitochom mishim dil viday. What is the Rashba saying? His first parents. The Blaza holds that the Kasavla goes on Ksiva. And he holds that the Chasima is also Mechlal Ksiva Saget. Quite a Chiddush. And we thought the Kasav is either on the Ksiva or on the Chasima. He says, no. The Blaza holds that the Chasima is Mechlal Ksiva Saget. Mechlal Ksiva Saget. Why? The poemim shein kanedi mesir, the gets a miskayim bechosma, the kosher afler beloza. The may ma'amino kevish a miskayim bechosma, vlav mezoyef. Vlavade kedinim, so vifnei shnayim, the kedin asa lishma, vuv gitalu, shubishatu kene again. Sometimes we don't know that everything was done properly. We don't know that there were edim mesir. Maybe the edim mesir are gone. I have edim chasim, but I don't know if everything was done properly. Was it done betolush? Was it done lishma? Was it done by edim mesir? So I need the edim chasim. Kevin the Eide Chasima Mashvula get kosher. Bevad the Mechlal Ksiva Sagerim. I need the Eide Chasima to tell me the four main words, right? Mestama Akol Behechshenasa. Tanida Eid Chasima to create that umdina. So it says Tanida Eid Chasima to make the get, says the Rashba. Doesn't really mean that Eid Chasima mashvishta. Well, he's not holding Eid Chasima karsi. Rebbe Elazar holds Eid Masira karsi. But I need the Eid Chasima l'rayim. I need the Eid Chasima to know mistamakol behakshinasa. Memeila the Eid Chasima mechlal ksivas hagen. Vilka kem chasimi alei lo chasumi l'shmo mizui pitocho karilei. Dr. Rashba, that's the mezuyif mitocho over here. It's not a mezuyif mitocho that we're afraid that you'll rely on the Eidim Verachosim Shalom Lishma. But what's the problem? Kavapostle is the problem if I'm going to rely on them. But what's the problem to rely on them? No, that's not the problem. The problem is that since you might need the Eidim Chasim Alaraya to tell me Mustamako Ba'akshanasa, Mimela, the Eidim Chasim Amichlal Ksivas Haget. So if the ksivas haget requires lishma, then the chasima requires lishma too, not because of a gzeira, but because the eid chasima mechlal ksivas haget. That's what the Rashba says. This is point number one. That's teretz number one in the Rashba. Yes.
According to the Rashba, would he also say that eid mesira are part of the ksivas haget? Because they also verify that they get kosher. So why would they not be part of the ksivas haget also?
But what do you want? That the eid mesira have to be lishma?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Meaning, if it's not on the chefta shall get the maskana of the gemara that peivav amebeis abaye is that only something on the chefta shall get has to be lishma. So there's no nesina lishma.
I'm more just like thinking on the fact that he's saying that since the eidei chasima tells him it's done beachshir, therefore they're part of the ksivas haget.
So because the eidei chasima are telling us that the chefta shall get was done beachshir. How is a chefza should get done by Hakshah? It has to be written properly. It has to be written lishma. It has to be written betolush, and it also has to be nimsar. If not, then the chefza should get is not being poel. It's not accomplishing anything. So if they're telling us all of these things, so then it's part of the ksivas haget. It's part of the ikar haget because it's giving the get legs. Without the eidah chasima, the get doesn't have any legs. It can't function. We need to fill in the full picture in order for the ksiva to work. So the Eid HaSima help us fill in that picture, l'raya. So it's because of that, the Rashba holds that it's mechal ksiva again. Alright.
Does the Rashba not like the tears of Tosfos because the tears of Tosfos sounds very similar to what he says before?
Let's first get the Rashba, and then we'll try to understand what the machlokas is. I want to get there, but I first want to understand what the Rashba is saying. Yes?
Can you mean more that the fact that he says that, he does use the Lashon in saying that it's
I'm not saying it passes the ksiva, but if we expand the definition of ksiva saget, so then everything that's part of that definition has to be lishma because the kasav law is going on ksiva.
So maybe lishma is not part of that definition. Maybe it's just saying that
lishma is not part of the definition of
lishma.
No. Chasima is part of the definition of ksiva. The kasav law tells me that the ksiva has to be lishma. If chasima is part of the definition of ksiva, so then the chasima has to be lishma too. I'm not sure there's enough gemara between bichlal ksiva saged, nichlal ksiva saged. It means it's part of the ksiva saged. Maybe if we understand the Rashba a little bit more, you'll see what this whole Lashon Mechlal Ksivas Haget means. Okay, let's hold for a second. This is the point of departure. This is the first pshat in the Rashba. But the Rashba is not finished. He brings a raya from Shemus Mavhakim. We're gonna skip that raya. It's the Gemara later on. Dafyud will get there with Hashem. Hopefully, maybe. But this is the first answer to the Rashba. Comes the Rashba and he offers another answer. Right? The second answer is very important because it gives context to the first answer. So, let's see what the Rashba says. The Divrei Rav Alfasi Zal, according to the Riv, Shekasav Divrei Rav Elazar Eidei Chasima Nami Karsi Epshalom Adein Akosha Klal. The Rashba is setting us up, right? He has his kasha. He has Tosa's kasha. He doesn't give Tosa's answer. He gives his own answer. And he says, and according to the Riv, it's no kasha at all. So clearly, till now, the Rashba was not assuming like the Riv. He was assuming like Tosfos. Namely what? He was assuming like Tosfos. Rav Elazar holds Dafkei the Masir Karsi. Now he's saying, but according to the Rif, Kusha made Karalesa. There's no Kasha to begin with. There was no Kasha at all. Why not? Oh, let's see. The Kevin Shippa Amim Karsi Lishma Boy. The Chiksiv Lishma Avakasav Koy. Ubein Aksiva Saget Ba'atzma. Ubein Aksiva Sa'edim. Ubein Aksiva Sa'edim. What does he say? According to the Riv, Rabbi Elazar holds afed in Mesira Karsi. I mean, sometimes Eidei Chasima can be Karsi alone. Rabbi Elazar holds either or. Right, let's take the Pashup Shat. Right? No fancy run. Simple. That Rabbi Elazar holds either Eidei Chasima Karsi or Eidei Mesira Karsi. So think about it, he says. If Eidei Chasima are Karsi, that means that Eidei Chasima are being Karis. They're being Karis. I don't need the Mesira if the Eidei Chasima are being Karis. So since they're being kares, of course I need lishma, because lishma is on the chefetz shoget, right? The kosav is going on the kosav lo lishma. What's the kosav going on? He says it's going on the ksiva and the ksiva of the edim, because if the edim are being mashvishta, the edim are kares. When edim chasim are karesi, Avada b'kosav has to be going on the chasima, because that's the ikar of the get if they're being chorus. Right? No one would say Rabbi Meir holds the kosav is going on the ksiva. Rabbi Meir, who says the chasima karesi, holds that the kosav is going on what? On the chasima, because that's the ikar of the get. So if you say Rabbi Elazar holds that afed misir karesi, does mean that he says that the chasima could also be karesi? So Pashup Shad is either or. That means he agrees to Rabbi Meir, but he adds another track. So he's saying the kosav goes both on the ksiva and the chasima. Right? It must go both on the ksiva and the chasima. Okay, if you don't have the Eidei Chasima, then the kosav goes exclusively on the ksiva. But if you have the Eidei Chasima over here, the kosav has to be going on the chasima too, because if you have the Eidei Chasima, then the Eidei Chasima are karsi. So since they're mashvishtar, the kosav must be going on the Eidei Chasima too. Rabbi Meir would say the kosav is going on the Eidei Chasima. Rabbi Elazar, if there are Eidei Chasima, he also should say that the kosav is going on the Eidei Chasima. So if it's going on the Eidei Chasima, avada, the Eidei Chasima has to be lishma. The Hokasha doesn't begin. Of course, Mizuyif Midorah. Of course, if it's a Chasim Shmo Lishmo, Rabbi Elazar would say that it's possible. Is that a Psul Darais or a Psul Darabanan? Darais, of course. Not for the reason of the Gon. Reb Nochem's Gon, right? Not for the reason of the Gon. The Gon would say that Mizuyif Midorah Chasim Shmo Lishmo is Darais. Why? Because once there's a Torah Shtar Apostle, Rabbi Elazar says that Eidei Chasima could also be Karsi, but I don't need them. So once I have a Torah, Shtar Pasul, the Eidei Mesira can't resurrect the Shtar. Right? That's how we explain the Gaon. That the Eidei Mesira are not going to be able to resurrect the Shtar, make it kosher once there's a Torah, Shtar Pasul over here. The Rashba's not saying that. He's saying, Pashut. If you have a Chasima Shalol Lishma, then that get is Pasul in a Torah, not because the Eidei Mesira won't be able to resurrect the Shtar. No, the Eidei Chasim, the Kosav is going on Chasima too. So if there's a Chasima, Shalol Lishma, then that Torah, the get is Pasul, because the Ksiva, the whole Ksiva is not Lishma. Meaning the Chasima is not Lishma. If the Chasima is not Lishma, that itself is a Psul in the get. Not that once I have a Torah Psul over here, so the Eidei Mesira can't resurrect the Shtar. That's not the idea. The idea is that if you hold it in the chasima karsi, that means that the kosav includes the chasima. So if you have a chasima, it's got to be lishma. If it's not lishma, a chasima shalol lishma koselas. That's it. I don't care about Eidei Mesira resurrecting. What the chasima shalol lishma is possible by itself. Min haTorah, the kosav is going on the chasima. The Gaon was saying, no, maybe the kosav is going on the ksiva. But even if the kosav is going on the ksiva, the lishma is only a din in the ksiva, but if Eidei Chasima can also be Karsi, then they can shaf a shtar, like make the shtar into a shtar pasul. Once the shtar is a shtar pasul, the Eidei Mesira can't be mashu that shtar. The Rashi would say, no, if you hold af Eidei Mesira Karsi, the kosav goes on the Chasima. So a Chasima shlo lishma is pasul, period. That's why it's going to be darais. So this day in the Rashi clearly holds that Mesira mitocha of a Chasima shlo lishma is daraisa, but not for the reason of the Gaon. He has his own reason. That if you say afed misir kasi, then the chasim is also bechlal v'kosav. So it's bechlal v'kosav. Of course the chasim has to be lishma. If it's not lishma, it's pasul. That's a psul daraisa. Of course that's a psul daraisa. It's only called mezuyif mitocha because it's not necessary to have Eidei Chasima. Rabbi Elazar holds Eidei Mesira can be karsi by itself. But if you have the Eidei Chasima, of course it has to be lishma. It's bechlal v'kosav. Min haTorah. It's bechlal v'kosav. The second day in the Rashba, I think, is clear. Mezuyif mitocha v'chasim shlo lishma is daraisa because it's bechlal v'kosav. So comes the Rashba now. He brings another raya from Daf Yud. We'll skip that raya too. Okay. This is the second day in the Rashba. Comes the Rashba in the third paragraph and he says, I'm not sure that this second pshat is right. I have kashas. I have a kasha. Ela the kasha li, Kavadei mashma dila Rebbe Elazar lo beinah chasim alishma klal. Divakasa b'kra ok siva levad hi, ok chasim alavad, ok siva lechasim. Because I don't really think my second pshat is right. Why? Rebbe Elazar certainly doesn't require chasim alishma. Well, why? Well, we'll think of the possibilities. Right? If you're a briska, there are two possibilities. But if you're the Rajba, you can have three. He has three. What does Vikasa mean? What's Vikasa going on? It's either going on the Ksiva, it's going on the Chasima, it's going on both. Right? It can't be going on neither. Right? So it's one of three possibilities. So he says, think about it for a moment. V'ichasima levadhi loli by Ksiva lishma k'rabi meir. So if Vikasa is going only on the Chasam, so then what should be the result? You should hold like Rabbi Meir, Eide Chasima Kas. Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold like Rabbi Meir. He holds that Eide Masir can also be Kas. The ik siva vichasima liboy chasima laolam vilishma kerebi Yehuda the islay hachin. What are you going to tell me? Rabbi Elazar holds that chasima lishma, but he also holds ksiva. So he holds both. If he holds both, then you don't have a choice. We can't say af eidi mesira karsi, that when you have eidi chasima, then the chasima has to be lishma. No, if the kasav goes on ksiva and chasima. If the Kosov goes on Ksima Chasima, that means that the Kosov Laseva Krisus, the Pasuk, is saying the Kosov Laseva Krisus, you have to write and sign. So you don't have a choice whether to have Ebe Chasima. If it's calling on Ksima Chasima, you should always need Ebe Chasima. You should always need Ebe Chasima. What's this idea? Oze, oze. It can't be oze, oze. Rabbi Elazar should have to say that you always need Ebe Chasima. Forget about Lishma. You should always need Ebe Chasima. And of course, we have Ebe Chasima, it's got to be Lishma. Because the Kosov is going on Chasima too. Even if you say afed mesirkais, that means either or. It doesn't mean you need both. That's an eyes and a kash. That's a very, very powerful kash. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He says that you need both. Rabbi Elazar doesn't say you need both. He says he says either or. Maximum, he says either or. The cave under Rabbi Elazar makshe beloy the chasima alma the kasev ksiva lishma mamish ka amar. Rabbi Elazar is makshe beloy the chasima. He holds that eid mesira is enough. That beid mesira is enough. So then, Mekosav is only going on Ksiva; it's not going on Chasima. Im kein l'Rabbi Elazar dvar Torah afilu ika ede Chasima lo yichbas loni lishma chasnu or shelo lishma chasnu. El mishum da'asi l'mismach alayo be'inan lehu lishma. So what must you say? Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold min haTorah you need Chasima lishma. Did you hear what he just said? Based on what I just told you, he says Rabbi Elazar must not say min haTorah. You need chasim lishma. Dvar Torah afilu ika ede chasim lo ichbas lani lishma chasim. So why do you need chasim lishma? Oh, it's only because asil lemismach alayu. Asil lemismach alayu l'raya. That's why Rabbi Elazar says that you need chasim lishma. But it's not a din daraisa. He says beferish. It's not a din daraisa. It can't be a din daraisa because if it were a din daraisa, you should always need chasima. The kasav should go on ksiva and chasima. You should always need chasima. Rabbi Elazar says you don't need chasima. Ed mesir is enough. So what must it be? Rabbi Elazar doesn't require chasim lishma min haTorah. It's only midirabbanan, because demasi lemismach alai. So he rejects his second pshat. He had a second pshat, maybe mizuyf mitoch by chasim lishma is daraisa, and he rejects it because it can't be. The kasav couldn't be going both on ksiva and chasim, because then Rabbi Elazar would say that you always need chasim, and you know he doesn't say that. So he concludes that mizuyf mitoch by chasim lishma, Rabbi Elazar must hold is not daraisa. It must only be derabbanan, because you might be somech alai. Who said that pshat? He did. Now, it's mufurish from this line in the Rashba that he interpreted that his first teretz as being with the Rabban. Mechlal ksivas haged does not mean daraisa. It can't be. Because here he's asking a kasha on his second pshat. And he's saying, in light of my kasha, you can't say Rabbi Elazar holds mezuyif mitoch v'chasim shelo lishma is daraisa. It's got to be only the Rabban. And what's the drabbanan? Demasi lemisvach alayim. You'll rely on it. And therefore what? He doesn't fill you in. But the stomach is referring to what he said before. That since you might rely on the eidah chasim alayim, the mechlal ksiv esayim. What does that mean, mechlal ksiv esayim? Midrabbanan the mechlal ksiv esayim. Now you understand why initially he didn't use the word v'kosak. He didn't want to mention the posak. Because he didn't want you to think that he's talking darais. So he's very careful. He left out v'kosak. And now at the end he says beferish that it's not a daraisa, it's only the rabbanan. So he's telling you the first pshat was only the rabbanan. it's mechlal ksivas haget, because since you need the eid chasima l'raya, they're going to help the shtar become a shtar. So the rabbanon, it's treated as mechlal ksivas haget, and that's why it's going to have to be lishma. So even if the tosfos, not the riz, even if the tosfos that dafka eidim misira karsi, right? Rabbi Lozer does not say afeidim misira karsi. So avada v'kosav does not include chasima. Even with the tosfos, it's up to Rashba. We have a working pshat for why chasima shalol lishma is going to be possible. Rabbi Lozer holds chasima shalol lishma is going to be possible because you might need the other chasima l'raya. And if you need them l'raya, when you have them, you might use them l'raya. So therefore, the mechal ksiva sagem midirabbanan, we treat it as part of the ksiva, and therefore we're going to have to be lishma. And this, I believe, is the way to read the Rashba. Yes.
So I'm just curious, then why didn't the Rashba just write then Elo kiksati la'el? He didn't say that explicitly. Rather, it has to be shot as above.
It's obvious. It's obvious. We read the Rashba slowly. But if you read the now that we read the whole Rashba, I mean, if you knew the Gemara and Davio, we could read the middle parts too. But just leave those parts out. Now that you know the whole Rashba, just read it straight. And it's obvious. It's obvious he's referring back to the old. He's just saying. He doesn't even have to refer back to that. He says, obviously this part is wrong. Can't be the rice. Can't be the rice. Doesn't make any sense.
But could it be that he doesn't implicitly say that maybe there's a good rice aspect to the first day? It's not for the rice?
I don't see how, because what's the only the rice? How can you say that it's the rice? Nochem? No, he's not saying that. It's only the rice if you say chasim is b'chlav v'chasim. And he just proved to you it can't be. Because if it's b'chlav v'chasim, you should always need chasima, right? Rabbi Lozer should say eidim mesira ve'eidim chasima karsi. He doesn't say that. Even the Rif would say af eidim mesira karsi. That means oze.
When you say the
chasima
is like the
sibur
ha'maisa
of the ksav.
I mean, it's on the
sibur ha'maisa
of the
ksav. Chasima is not the sibur ha'maisa. Sibur ha'maisa is what happened. What's happening is the get. The chasima is just signing on to say that the Baal told us to sign. Pasuk says the kosav asef and the chosam v'hoyed edim. So we know that a sipra maisa needs something more. But no one would say that the chasima is part of the sipra maisa. The edim are not part of the sipra maisa. They're not one of the protagonists, right? So they're not part of the sipra maisa. They're signing on to the sipra maisa, but they might be bechlal ksiva saget if I need them in order to say that the sipra maisa happened properly, that the cheftza was written properly, that there was a mesira, etc. Shlomo Leib.
It's obviously the first
pshat
or
Rashba
was there
a button
in the
one of
the Chassam Sof
says. Like, how Chassam Sof says pshat? Reb Nachum thought that the Chassam Sof was a pella. Right? Reb Nachum also thought it was only the Rabban. I don't know. I'm not sure what to say. I read the Chassam Sof inside. We talked about the Chassam Sof yesterday. Chassam Sof is explaining Rashi. Rashi holds in Sanhedrin. The Mezuv Mitocha says the Chasam Sofer says maybe Rashi is learning like the Rashba that since you might need the Eide Chasima L'Raya, so the Bechlal the Toref, right? That's the Losh in the Chasam Sofer. The Rashba doesn't use that word Toref, but he's the Bechlal the Toref and the Torah. You need them, right? Isn't that the Losh of the Chasam Sofer? Let's see the Losh. Mori, let's see the Losh. One second, Mori. What does he say? Note the tzas l'divrei harashba now. The came the tikkun chasima havli bechlal toref hashtar. The kevan shatoref nichtav b'shum psul havli hashtar chaspa ba'alma. That's of course the right. He says earlier. Rashba bechidushim kosav afilu ilo neima kharif. Afilu ilo neima kharif. Saying the first part is not like a riff. Become a kham. Kevin da al yaday. Kevin da al yodam neida shaget nasib hechsher. Havali chasimasa minaksiva minatarif uboy lishma minatora. I don't know. One of these chasam sofas that. Truth is not just the Chasam Sofer. I think the Torah's Gittin says the same thing. But I don't know. It's just not like the Devarta of the Rashba. I don't know. I guess I have to learn a few more years. I have to learn how to read a Rashba properly. Towards Gittin and the Chasam Sofer disagreed with Reb Nachum's reading of the Rashba. I don't know. Yeah.
I thought it says at the end it really doesn't really fit
with the Rashba and then lives at Sarki. Yeah, he's not saying that that's not pshat in the Rashba. The question is whether Rashi fits with the Rashba. No, I understand, but he's not saying his pshat in the Rashba is incorrect. He's saying that the Rashba taka holds its daraisa, no?
But his next paragraph
is
the Sora for
also. Okay. In your reading of the Chasam Sofer, did he interpret the Rashba as saying daraisa, the first sheet of daraisa, or the Rabban?
Daraisa.
Okay, that's all.
And now it's the Chasam. He explains that in the next paragraph, Vida, he seems to say that the problem is that there's a Maisa, if you learn the Tzisima correctly, and there's a Maisa happening between the Ksiva and the Sina. So he doesn't view the Chasam as part of, let's say, the Chasam. He just views it as something that's interrupting between the Ksiva and the Sina, and then the whole Maisa gets being interrupted.
What's the daraisa? How is it daraisa? Daraisa to me means pasuk. That's what I was always taught. What pasuk? Who pasuk? I rest my case. See if the jury agrees. Okay, that's the Rashba. Eitan.
So, how do we understand the rip? Does he just understand that Pesukim could mean Oze, single word? Like when the Chasav means the Chasav or the Chasav, he just believes that gives you the option to do either one?
No, the Rif would say Rabbi Elazar holds that the Chasav means Ksiva. It means Ksiva. The Chasav law means the Ksiva has to be Lishma. Eide Chasima can be Karsi. Look, it doesn't say Eide Mesira in the Pasuk either. It just says V'hoyed Eide. So we don't know what V'hoyed Eide means. Pasuk says, right? V'kosov v'sefer v'chosom v'hoyed Eide. No, we never talked about this before. Right? The Pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah says v'chosov v'sefer v'chosom v'hoyed Eide. Is that strange? You have a Ksiva, you have Eide Chasima, and you have V'hoyed Eide. So which one is it? What is it? Isn't that interesting? Right, we talked about Eidem Sirikas, Eidem Chasimikas, we never plugged it back into the pasuk. V'chasov v'sefer v'chasov v'hoyed Eidem. So v'chasov means Chasimah. V'chasov, I think, means Chasimah. And v'hoyed Eidem means what? So l'chor, that's the machlokas. Whether V'hoyed Eidem is modifying V'chasom. V'chasom, in order to be Hoyed Eidem, that's the Eidem. That's the Eidem we're talking about. Or no, V'chasom is, you have Eidem Chasima, right? But you need Eidem Mesira. Maybe V'chasom, depending on what you hold, right? Either or can work. V'chasom O, V'hoyed, maybe this Vav is an O. Either V'chasom or V'hoyed Eidem, have either Eidem Chasima or Eidem Mesira. Or, as the Pasuk is telling us, that what's the goal of the Shtar? L'man Yam V'yam Rabin, so the Shtar will be able to serve as a Shtar Raya. So maybe here, it's Kedai to have Eide Chasim in addition to the Eide Mesira, even if Dafke Eide Mesira Karsi, but here we want the Shtar to serve as a Shtar Raya too, so we need Eide Chasima. But I mean, there's a lot going on in that Pasuk, right? And depending on how you interpret the Pasuk will determine what you hold. Do you hold Eide Chasima Karsi? Do you hold Dafke Eide Mesira Karsi? Over here, we're doing an Ashtar King with Ashtar Raya. Do you hold Oze Oze? That's all part of the Pasuk. It's all part of that Pasuk. That's the Machlokas for the Lozer, Rabbi Meir. Okay. Tom.
In the Rashba, in the end, says that the Rif, since it's a Sodor Abanam, because the Asim Mismachalayim, is he saying the same as his first Pshat?
I think so. I think he has to say the same as his first Pshat. So now the question is, why did Tosfos not learn like the Rashba? Why did he not learn like the Rashba? Arya, that's easy, your question. Now we're up to the question. Why did Tosfos not learn like this? It's alumdus of Pshat in the Rashba, that because you might need the Eide Chasima l'raya, so therefore the Bechal Kisivas Haget, it has to be the Shmo. Midrabanan, at least. Tosfos came onto this Gzeira of Chasima to Ksiva. In fact, some of the Achronim ask, you look at the other Tosfosim that we skipped, we didn't do everything here. There are other Tosfos that seem to imply that we're not gozer chasima to ksiva. And yet here we are gozer chasima to ksiva. The Achronim talk about that. Why this case is different. It's not so poshut. Like, why are we gozer chasima to ksiva over here? But that always goes like Hashemot Ksiva. So there's something that bothered the Tosas. They didn't want to learn like the Rashba. So why Tosas didn't learn like the second shot in the Rashba? That I think we all can answer that cash. Right? That should have been on the midterm. Right? Well, it shouldn't have been on the midterm because we didn't learn the Sugya before the midterm. But okay. Right? That's obvious. Why didn't Tosas learn like the second shot? What does the Rashba say in the second shot? That according to the Rif, the Kasav includes Chasima because Afeide Mesir Karsi, that even the Ed Chasima also. So why did Tosas not learn like that? Because they argue with the Rif. They all Davke Mesir Karsi. Okay, so that's pretty pushy. Right? They can't learn it's the Isa Midin Vekasav because Tosas holds it. But Lazar maintains that Davke Ed Mesir Karsi. There is no Ed Chasima Karsi. So of course, Chasima is not Bechlal Vekasav. It's no shame. But what happened to the Dinder Rabbanan that the Rashba introduced? It's Mechlal Ksivas Haget. You might need the Chasim of the Raya, so it's Mechlal Ksivas Haget, at least under the Rabban level. So the answer to that question probably is, yeah, you want an answer?
Idea, maybe.
Okay, please.
Maybe you could say that, plus views of that, right now, it's good. But in the chance that maybe in the series don't come, you're trying to be kind of together later on in life, and then the Chasim aren't good, then okay, then it's a problem. But right now, they get normal, and in situation for the future, for me, that's not a
lishma. I hear what you're saying. I want to formulate it a little bit, you know. I'll take your idea, but I want to formulate it in a certain way. The Eidus of a Get can be used for two reasons. Right? The Eidus of a Get can be used for the Chalos Gerushin, and it can be used L'Raya. Right? There are two purposes to that Eidus. Right? For the Chalos Gerushin, or Raya al Hagerishin. Now, which type of Eidus do you think should require Dine Haget? There are a lot of Dinim in a Get. The Get has to be written Lishma, and the Get has to be written Betolosh. There are all these different halachas in Get. So which part of the Get requires all of these halachas? Which part of the Get should require the halachas? So one way to look at it is that anything that's needed for the chalos gerishin, that's the ikar chefza shel Get. So that should require all the dinei Get. But something that's needed for raya, that's like extraneous. It's an extra, it's like a tosefes nofech. It's an additional benefit to the Get. But it's not part of the Ikar Get. The Ikar Get is the Chalos Gerishin. Right? So one way to look at it is that something needed in the Get for the Chalos Gerishin, that requires the Get. But something needed for the Raya on the Gerishin, that's extraneous. That's a Tosefes, that should not require the Get. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is no. No, maybe any... If the Eidus on a Get, right, any Eidus on the Get... Right, requires dini aget. You have an edus on the get. It applies. It has a nafkamina for the chalos gerish, and has a nafkamina for raya. So maybe even the edus that has a nafkamina for raya, that's not necessarily part of the chalos gerishin, maybe that also should require dini aget. Right? These are two ways of looking at it. So it could be Ken Zion that's what the Rashba and Tosas are disagreeing about. Tosas couldn't fathom the Rashba's pshat. What's the Rashba saying? He's saying since you need the edus chasima. L'raya, you might need the Eidah Chasima L'raya, if there are no Eidah Mesira, you'll need the Eidah Chasima to tell me, what? That it was Nim Salah B'fnei Shnayim, number one. U'kedin Nasa L'shma, number two. U'betolosh, number three. U'beshar Tikkun Haget, you need it L'raya to tell you that it was done properly. It's up to Rashba, it's Mechlal K'siva Saget. It's Mechlal K'siva Saget. If the Eidah Chasima are needed L'raya, even an Eidus that's needed L'raya, is viewed as a chelek of the Cheftza shel Get. It's not extraneous. It's not viewed as extraneous. It's viewed as a chelek of the Cheftza. You can't split between different purposes of this Eidus. Okay, according to this pshat in the Rashba, we're going with Tosas, Rebbe Elazar holds Davke the Mesir Karsi. The Chasima are not Karsi. Right? They're not creating the Chalos Gerishin. They're not needed L'shvuyei Shtar. But if they needed L'raya, so what? Even if it's needed L'raya to enable, right, L'raya on the Chalos Gerishin, maybe that type of Eidus also requires dinei aget. That's how the Rashba learned. And Tosis says, what are you talking about? If it's not needed for the chalos gerushin, then it doesn't need dinei aget. Dinei aget are what's needed in the chavta shel get for the chalos gerushin. If it's only needed for a raya on the gerushin, that's not enough to require dinei aget. That lechora is what Tosis and the Rashba are disagreeing about. And that's what the Maram Shif says. Look at the Maram Shif. Maram Shif quotes the Rashba, and he asks a kasha on the Rashba. And it's clear that this is what he's pilpuling with. Let's see the lashon of the Maram Shif in light of what we just described. What does Maram Shif say? Maram Shif is on Tosfos. V'ayim b'chidushei Rashba ba'orech, he says. Look at the Rashba ba'orech. I guess the Maram Shif didn't skip the part about that field. He did the whole thing. Okay, fine. The av chasima tzricha lehechshar aget, kegon hecha shenismoch al eidei chasima, shemestom anase behechshar al yidei eidei mesira, and kein abi kegufa aget v'tzorach lishma. That's what Rashba says. Right? That the chasima requires lishma. It's interesting. He says the chasima requires lishma kegon if we're going to rely on them. It doesn't sound like because we have the potential to rely on them, so therefore it's gonna require lishma. It's almost like that's part of this whole derabbanan. The Chazal are afraid that we're gonna have to rely on them, and when we rely on them, they're gonna have to be lishma. So therefore, Chazal say it's possible because there's gonna be a problem. The ein lahakshos frektamam zokmam shiv. Don't ask the following kasha. Imkei my parich e Rabbi Allah zeksiva boy chasim alo boy. What are you gonna ask? According to the Rashba, so what's the Gemara saying? Who's the Tana of the Mishnah? If it's Rabbi Lazar only requires chasim lishma, not chasim lishma. But according to what you just told me, he should require chasim lishma. So he says that's not a kasha. That's the Gemara. Now Zuba Mes Mishani Moder Rabbi Lazar Mezuyif Mitofam. The Vada Kileka Sadi Chasim Miklal Kasha. The less they eat the chasim, the karsi. Avok Yeshno eat the chasim, it tzarach lios lishma. Kevad lefa'omim samchin in aleim lahachshir aget. The chilavi lishma avi mezuyif mitofam. The cave and the alpi and machshir and aget avi bechlok sivas aget. He says that's what the Gemara means. Mezuyif mitocho is that since in the event that you'll need them lishma, since in the event that you'll need them liraya, it has to be lishma. So therefore, there's a psalm mezuyif mitocho even before you need them because we're afraid you might need them. With rabbanan, we pass all the get because in the event that you need them liraya, it has to be lishma because it's bechlok sivas aget. That's what the Rashba says. That's why he's at Maram Shif. Comes to Maram Shif and he says, but just one second. I understand the Gemara. I understand what the Rashba is saying, but I don't really understand the Svara of the Rashba, he says. But the Pshat of the Rashba, Zokta Maram Shif, I think it's just Docha Pela Otsum. The Ma'in Yonu L'Ikar Aget Lios Lishma. What in the world does this have to do with the Ikar Aget to be Lishma? Kevan the Einan Mo'ilin Ela L'Raya Ba'alma Kilo Asu Beiz Me'alma U'me'idin Shero HaGereshin. It's like two people coming in a shuk and testifying about the gerushin. What, they have to testify lishma? Well, what's the lishma? If two people come and say, look, we saw the whole thing. We saw the get being written lishma. We saw it was betolosh and there were edim asir and whatever. What's the lishma? It's l'raya. They're coming l'raya. To two men ashuk come and they come l'raya. They're not doing lishma. Why are they edim chazim and doing lishma either? The ilu hayu edim asir kan lo tzorech lididhu. If we had the Eidim Asira, you don't need these Eidim. They're not needed at all. So it's not really necessary. You only need them Liraya, and they're totally extraneous, he's saying. They're like Shnayim and Ashok. Shnayim and Ashok that come, there's no Lishma, they're extraneous to the get. So the Eidim Chasim are also extraneous to the get. But Ashwi Ashtar? There's no Ashwi Ashtar. Lafi Tosfos, Rabbi Elazar holds Daf Gate of Asira Karsi. The Eidim Chasim are not Mashwi Ashtar, they're only coming, Liraya. They're like Tumen Ashok. They're completely extraneous to the get. Okay, they're on the get, but on the get doesn't really mean they're on the get. They're written on the get, but they're really off the get. They really have nothing to do with the get. It's all extraneous to the get. They're not Ashwi Ashtar, he says. The Choma Shenichlal because of Me'akev Be'ikar Aget. Sh'afim agerishin emes lohavik siva mitzad atzvan beheder oso hadavar. Lohavik krisus mitzad atzvan beheder oso hadavar. Anything that's bechlav akosav is ma'akev in the get. It doesn't matter. It could be emes. Emes lamito. The Baal wants to divorce his wife. But if there's something missing from the chepta shel get, then there's no krisus. The eid chasima? Rebbe Elazar holds. Daf gedim esir kaisel lefitosis. You don't need a chasima chlav. So it's totally extraneous to the get. If it's totally extraneous to the get, what do you need dina haget with the other chasima? That's the Maram Shiv's kasha against the Rashba. That's what Tosfos holds. Tosfos didn't give the answer to the Rashba because he holds like the Maram Shiv. That's the Maram Shiv's point. That Eide Chasima are not needed for the Chalos Gerishin. They're needed L'Raya. They're needed for something extraneous. If they're needed for something extraneous, if you hold Daf Gede Mesir Kasi and Eide Chasima are not Mash Mishtara, why should they need to be L'Shma? Why are they Bechlal Ksivas Haget? Bechlal Ksivas Haget means something is Iker to the Get. That if that thing is missing, then your Chosar is... It's felt in the Ikar Aget, as we would say, right? It's missing in the Ikar Aget. So you're missing in the Ikar Aget, you don't have a Gerishin. You don't need the Eide Chasima. Lufi Tosfos. Right? Rebbe Loh is a whole Daf Gede Mesir Kasi. You don't need the Eide Chasima, Lashvui Yeshtara. You need it for a totally extraneous reason. So why should you need the Eide Aget for these Eide Chasima? And the Rashba apparently argues, the Rashba says, no. They're on the Get. It's a Haggadah's Eidus on the Get. Even if you say, Daf Gede Mesir Kasi, but once there's a Haggadah's Eidus on the Get, even if it's only the Raya, if it's to support the Get, and to serve as a Raya for the Gerishin, that in and of itself makes it Mechlak Sivas Haget. It's funny, once you see the Maram Shif, the Sfar of the Rashi is very hard to say, because the logic of the Maram Shif is so compelling. It doesn't matter that it's written on the get. So what, right? If I put a circle on the get, if I make designs on the get, so is that ma'akir in the get? Do I have? If I want to beautify the get, right? I want to make pictures or something. So I have to write the pictures l'shma. It's ridiculous. It has nothing to do with the chalos gerishin. So the eid chasima l'fi tosfos for below the whole eid chasima has nothing to do with the chalos gerishin. It's only l'raya. It's just like drawing pictures, really. The eid chasima is no different than drawing pictures. Why should I have to do l'shma? It has to be done betolish. It has to, like, why does it have to be lishma? Why does it need the dina get? But that's how the Rashba is learning. That Eidus on the get, Eidus that's on the get. It's not like shnayim and ashuk. If the Eidus is on the get, even if it's only needed l'raya, zok the Rashba, that requires dina get. That's why it's going to need Lishma. Okay, this is the Machlokas Tosis and the Rashba. Whether Eide Chasima, that Amile L'Raya, is that Mechlok Sivas Haget, or do you say no? That it's not Mechlok Sivas Haget because it's totally extraneous. It's like Shnayim and Ashuk. Shnayim and Ashuk, then it doesn't have to be Lishma. It doesn't require all of the Dina again. All right, does this explain a little bit better?
It was more asking...
It took me half an hour to try to answer your question. It wasn't even an answer. Okay, yes. You're just so nice. You wouldn't say that, but okay. Yeah. Yes.
When the Rashba looked at the tirutz of Tosfos, when Tosfos says that Gzira, that Chasima Asu Ksiva, so did he think that Tosfos' tirutz was too similar to the Kasha? Meaning that because Tosfos said the Kasha is. Do we really think that if I write a chasima shloshma, it's only chasima shloshma? So the
that was Tosfos kasha. Tosfos kasha is what's the mezuyif mitocha of chasima shloshma?
He said
it's no, there's no comparison between that and karav apostle. That was Tosfos kasha.
Yeah, the lucker limit. He says, don't tell me that you think the chasima will lead to the chasima being shloshma.
That's not ksiva shelo lishma. He says, don't tell me that the answer is chasima shelo lishma has to be possible. Because if chasima lishma is kosher, then they might come to sign the shtar. Sign the signatures on... I shouldn't say sign the shtar. Put the signatures on a blank piece of paper before the shtar is written. That's just a different type of chasima shelo lishma, but it's a much more fundamentally flawed chasima. That's not a gzeira atu ksiva. That's chasima shelo lishma that's going to be possible. So Tosfos, don't tell me that, because that would be possibly mashar shtaris. That's so possible, it would be possibly mashar shtaris. So that's not the issue here. It says Tosfos, no, the Gzeira is Atu Ksiva. He hasn't mentioned Ksiva till the answer. The Gzeira is, if I allow the Eidim to sign Shalol Lishma, then the Sofer might write Shalol Lishma.
Ksiva's happening after the Chasima. You're right to get after
the Gzeira of Chasima, Otu Ksiva means... No, Gzeira of Chasima, Otu Ksiva does not mean it's a Gzeira, Otu, that they'll write the get after they sign. That's not what that means. It means that if we allow Chasima Shalol Lishma, someone might think that Ksiva can be Shalol Lishma too. Even if I write the Shtar, I write the Get before the Chasima, I'll think that the Ksiva can be Shalol Lishma, and then they'll sign afterwards. Not Vilek HaLamemer. The Vilek HaLamemer is that I think something terrible. I think that you could just sign your names on a piece of paper, and then we'll write the Shtar afterwards. Tosa says, that's ridiculous. That's not an Eidus at all. So comes Tosa and says, no, we're not afraid of that. We're not afraid of that, because if that's the case, that's not just a Gittin type of halacha, that's Shar Shtaris. Then you should have to sign Shar Shtaris Lishma, and Hecha Matzinu, signing Shar Shtaris Lishma, doesn't make any sense. That's a totally different answer than the Gzeira Chasima to Ksiva. Okay. So it's interesting. There are three answers to Tosa's Kasha. Right, Tosa says, why is Chasima Shalol Lishma? Well, maybe I should say three that split into four, right? Tosa says, what's the connection between Mezuyif Mitocho of Karv Apostle and Mezuyif Mitocho of Chasima Shalol Lishma? That's Tosa's kasha. So one answer is that Mezuyif Mitocho is a Psul Daraisa. Mezuyif Mitocho is a Psul Daraisa. What's the Psul Daraisa? That if you have, that splits into two. Right. One answer is that Mezuyif Mitocho is a Psul Daraisa. Right, you know what, let's put this on the board. Why not?
I'm a little
trigger happy with the board today. It's working well. No, this is Mamish the Sugya. Right, you got to structure the Sugya. Right, I'm not going to write out post this whole kasha, but one answer is that Mezuyif Mitocho is a Psul Daraisa. Okay, Mezuyif Mitocho is a Psul Daraisa. So the Gaon, Lefi Rav Nochum, right? The Gaon says, what does it mean it's a Psul Daraisa? Ein Eidei Mesira Yecholim Lehachshir Shtar Shigesh Lo Kvar Toras Psul. You follow what I'm saying? And once the shtar is a shtar apostle, you have a karv or apostle signed on it, or it's the chasima shel lishma, right? So the Eidei Mesira can't resurrect such a shtar. So if that's the pshat, then all the cases of Mezuyif Mitocho work together, right? Karv apostle, shel lishma, they're just all examples of a shtar that has a taras psul. Just all examples of a shtar that has a taras psul, right? Rashba also says that Mezuyif Mitocho is a Psul Daraisa. He doesn't say Karav Apostle is a Psul Daraisa. Right? Okay, so the teretz that we're really... It's a good thing we didn't write the kasha. The kasha is Lama Chasima Shalom Lishma. Sula, the Rabbi Elazar. And what's the problem? Why is it Mezuyif Mitocho? So one answer is that Mezuyif Mitocho is a Psul Daraisa. That's the go. And Chasima Shalol Lishma, Karav Apostle, it's all the Zel Bazach. Yet once you have a Shtar Apostle, the Eidei Mesira cannot be Machshav and Shtar. The Rashba too. So he says Mezuyif Mitocho is a Psul Daraisa. Mezuyif Mitocho of Chasima Shalol Lishma. Not Karav Apostle. Karav Apostle would be a Psul Darabana. But Mezuyif Mitocho of Chasima Shalol Lishma, that's a Psul Daraisa. Because Vekasa, Koi, Af, Al HaChasima, Lefi, Harif, Vidas, Rabba Lazar. You follow? If you hold Afe de Mesir Karsi, So the Eid HaChasimah can also be Karsi. So then Vekosav is going on the Chasimah too. So Vekosav is on the Chasimah. So Minat Torah, if it's a Chasimah Shloshma, it's going to be Pasul. It's not like Karav Apostle. Karav Apostle is signed in a get. So that's not Pasul Minat Torah. With the Rabbanon, it's Pasul because we're afraid that you're going to rely on them. Then we have Tosfos. You know what? Let's do Rashba Aleph. Rashba Aleph, my Rashba number one, is Kevin the Eid Chasima Lefomim Tzrichin L'Raya Mechlal Ksivas Haget Hein Midrabon. Add that word. Midrabon Lefi Rab Nochem Delo Kechassam Sofer. Right? You got it? You need it for Raya? Midrabbanan, the Bechal Ksivas Haget. So therefore, if there's Shalom Lishma, it's going to be possible. And finally, Tosfos says it's a Gzeira. Chasima of Ksiva.
The Raya not count anymore?
What?
The Raya.
The Raya? Didn't
give that answer. That included them all in one category.
The Ravid says that reserve mitochom means that we're afraid that you're going to rely on them.
Yeah.
I like it.
Five
is the Ravid. Right? The Ravid says, Dilma Asi Lemismach Al Eideha Chasima. Lashvayishtar. Kirif. Velo yiu edem asira. So according to the Gom and the Ravid, Shalo lishma, Karov apostle, all the Mezuyah mitochos, they're all the same yisod. You follow? The point of those two sheets, they're all the same yisod. But to the others, Shalom Lishma is different. Okay? Now we have a structure. Right, this is it. Baruch Hashem. Okay. You're still not happy.
No, I'm very happy. I'm just
okay, yeah.
I thought Raja 2 is not a... I thought you like...
The Rashba didn't like Rashba 2.
Is it actually an opinion?
It's an opinion, come on. It's a Svara. Why? Yeah, I mean, it's Kasha, but Kasha, but we're not going to put that in play. Yes.
Tosfos hold that the Psul of Karov and that Pasul and Karov, they may come to use them as Karaya. Is that Deraisa or Derabana? How do you have Pasul and Karov to the Psul?
Rabban, because Tosfos is assuming Rabbi Elazar holds daf getim misira kasi, so the Eid HaChasim are not ashvuya shtara, but they might come the raya. I think so. Menashe. Oh right, I didn't mention Rashi. Right. So what's Rashi? What's Rashi here? Now that's really getting complicated. What Rashi says Mizuv Mitocho normally is the Rabbanan. Wait, it's the Rabban. It's the Raisa. What does Rashi say? That
you might use them for the
Eid Masira. Right. You might use them for the Eid Masira. Right. Rashi and Sanhedrin learned like the Gong. Right. So Rashi would say that Mezuyah B'Tocho could be Daraisa if you don't have Nochrim. So that would be like the Gong. Rashi and Dafyud would say that if you have Nochrim on the Shtar, so they're not Shemus of Hokim, you might use them as Eidim Asir. Right. Okay. So and Chasima Shiloh, but so what's Chasima Shiloh Lishma Lefi Rashi? Right? That's Tomah Karva Post. Right? That's Post. Now about Chasima Shiloh Lishma. So Mistama Rashi would have to answer to him Tosfos. Okay, so we'll leave it as Tosfos. Good point. Okay. I really wanted to get to the next table. Yeah.
Can you explain again what Mechlal Ksiva is in the second Mishnah of the Rashba?
Mechlal Ksiva again means that if the Eid HaSimah needed for Raya, they needed for the Hekshar HaGet, so they're an important part of the Get. So even if they're not Lashriya Shtar, they're not there to make the Shtar, but they help the Shtar along. So they're included within Ksiva's HaGet. They're included in Ksiva's HaGet. They need Dini HaGet. They need Dini HaGet because even an Eidus that relates to the Get, that's in the Get, that's needed to prove the Chalos Gerishin, that also is Mechlal Ksivas HaGet. That's how the Rashba seems to be right. The way the Maram Shif explains. Okay? Think about it. Okay, we'll talk more at the Shif. We're almost complete, right? We're almost there, trying to understand this Tosfos. Right? Every line is like gold. So let's go back to Aryeh's other line, right? I made a big deal out of the middle line. He was just leading us in. He knew that I wanted to get there, so he figured he would just mention that to remind me to go back to that middle line of Tosfos. Thank you. I appreciate that. So let's go back to that line, Aryeh, exactly what you wanted to do. So Tosfos bavorins the teretz, and then he gives his own teretz, right? He obviates one. He mentions the teretz, says, don't say this, but rather say this. Right? Tosfos says, don't tell me that Mizvei V'Tocha B'Chasim Mishal L'Lishma. Is that we're afraid that maybe if we allow Chasim Shalom Lishma, then you might come to sign the piece of paper before any get is written. So, because if that's the case, then you should need Chasim Lishma, not just by Gidim, but by Shar Shtaros too. Because that's not an Eidus at all. That's not an Eidus at all. Even my Mammon is not an Eidus. That's what Tosfos says. He says, Vein Lomar. V'lekel amem di sharinim b'chasim shalom lishma yovel ahashir. Zimn diyachtum utchilo viyichtum uget al gabi chasimasa. V'hosam leka eidus klal. V'hosam leka eidus klal. Four words. Hosam leka eidus klal. Dim kem itam ze gam b'shar shtaros hayolom lahatzer chasim l'shma. We don't find l'shma by shar shtaros. It just doesn't exist. So that couldn't be the chashash. If the chashash by chasim l'shma is that if we allow chasim l'shma, you'll think it could be so shal l'shma that they signed before anything was written, and then you're going to write a get on top of that. But that's not Eidus. You can't sign a blank check. Signing a blank check is not an Eidus. It might work in checks, but it doesn't work in a shtar. A shtar, you have to say an Eidus on a Sipra Maisa. If the Sipra Maisa is not there, that's not an Eidus at all. So if we're really afraid that that's what's going to happen, then you should need Chasim L'Shma by Shar Shtaros too, because that's possible. If they sign a blank piece of paper, that's possible not just in Get, in Shar Shtaros also. And there's no need for L'Shma by Shar Shtaros, so that couldn't be the reason why Chasim L'Shma is going to be possible in Get. It's clear that Tosfos understands that if Eidim come and they sign a blank piece of paper, and then the Baal HaShtar, the Mischayev comes and he writes the Shtar on top of their Chasimah, that's absolutely possible. Minat Torah, that's just not a Shtar at all. Clear according to Tosfos. Now that's not at all clear according to all Rishon. The Ritva on Daf Beis, even before Daf Dalet, the Ritva, in discussing what the Chashash of Lishma is, I sort of didn't know what part of the Ritva to give. Like I don't like to give like two lines after like a big ritva. You have no idea what the context is at all in the ritva. It's like it just doesn't sit well with me, you know? So I gave you the ritva. I was trying to figure out how much do I really have to give you? And then when I turned around, I realized like I'm giving you like two pages of the ritva to read just to get to a line at the end. So it's sort of strange. But it gives you the context. The ritva is trying to figure out how does B'fani Nichtam B'fani Nechtam solve the problem of Lufi Sha'im B'kei Mishma? So the Shliach said B'fani Nichtam B'fani Nechtam. So what does it do for me? He didn't say Lishma, so what did he accomplish? So it was written in front of him, Shkoyach. It was signed in front of him. Great. Where's the Lishma? So he gives two answers. It says Rashi. Rashi says, after he says B'fani Nichtam B'fani Nechtam, Me'la Shailinu, we got to ask him. So when we ask him, then he'll say Lishma. The Ritva is very troubled with that Rashi. Because he says, what's the Gemara asking on that Gimel? Why were they mistaken with B'fani Nichtam B'fani Nechtam? Why don't they say B'fani Nichtam L'Shma, B'fani Nichtam L'Shma? No, we're afraid, Asi L'migziyei, that he's going to cut off the words. He's not going to say what he's supposed to say. So if Rashi says, B'mele Shailinim Lei, so we'll ask him. If he leaves something out, we'll ask him. Like, we can always ask him, like, what's the big deal? So he doesn't like Rashi's Pshat. So he quotes his Rebbe, the Riha Levi, right? Rabbeinu b'shem Riha Levi ben Ochiv shel Rabbeinu. Says a different pshat that what's the problem? That we're afraid that the sofer is just going to be writing Gittin. He'll be writing Tov Se Gittin. Maybe he'll even write a little bit of the Torah. He'll write some of the names, just in case people with these names come to him. That's what we're afraid. We're afraid that the get is going to be written Shelo Lishma. So how do we solve that problem if the get is written Shelo Lishma? Oh, we have the Shliach say b'fanu michta b'fanu yachta. It was written in front of me, it was signed in front of me. Because if it's written and signed in front of you, then we know that the Sofer didn't stam write this get. He wrote the get because the Meschaya, because the Baal told him to do so. That's how we obviate that problem. If the whole chashash is that we're afraid that the Sofer stam wrote the get, so then as long as the Shliach says that's not what happened, but rather it was written and signed in front of me, it wasn't the Sofer stam writing. It was a Tzibar Baal. So then we know that it wasn't Shalol Lishma. So licht in dem vert, the lying in the words of Faneh Fanethem is that it was done Lishma because it was done in front of him. So according to that parish, the Ritva says, based on that parish, now I'll add to that. He says, Lefi parish said, the last, the second paragraph there, on page Gimel in the Ritva. Lefi parish says, Shekasu, Chashtim Shalol Lishma, Besafrig, Logamiri. If I tell you that Chashtim Shalol Lishma means that sometimes the Sofer might write the get, might write Gittin without the Tzivei Abal. So what does that mean? What does that include? He says, the Chashash is, Hainu Gamken, Shepa'amim Asofrim, Kostin, Tofei Saget, sometimes the sofer will write with the shemos, the shem iro, to have tofsegin, to have these forms so that they'll be able to use it. And that's Shelo Lishma. And he says, v'yicholim ha'edim lasos kein, b'chahagav neleka shikra, v'nimtes chasim azu, Shelo Lishma, and edim could do that too. There's nothing that passels the ksiva if the sofer writes it up front. There's nothing that really should pass on that ksiva if not for the din of Shelo Lishma, a special din again. In Shtari Mammon, what's the problem? The Sofer can write it up front. And the Eidim as well, Zog the Ritva, the Cholim HaEidim Lassos came, the B'chai Gav Naleka Shikra, there's no Shikra, there's no Mexican Shikra if the Eidim signed their name before anything has been written on top of there. No problem. You could do that in Shar Shtaris, there's no problem. The problem is that it'll be Shelo Lishma. The nimtzes chasimazu with the footnote chasimazu shelo lishma. The only problem, Zakhtar Ritva, is that it'll be shelo lishma. So if the shliach says b'faranilta, we know that this wasn't done. We know that the Eidim didn't just sign put their signatures on the document, and then someone wrote the document afterwards. Because he says it was written and signed in front of me. So what that means is it was written and then it was signed. It's clear from the Ritva that the fact that the Eidim signed their names on the blank document, that's not a problem with the Eidus. It's still an Eidus. It's just not a chasim lishma. It's a psul in Gittin, but it's not a psul in the Eidus. It's diametrically opposed to Tosis on Navdal. Tosis says that's not an Eidus b'chlam. It's not an Eidus even in Shtari Mammon. So that couldn't be the chashash over here. It couldn't be the chashash that we're afraid that if we allow chasim shalol lishma, then someone might think that the Eidim can sign on a blank piece of paper and then we're going to write the get afterwards. It's ridiculous, he says, because if that's the case, then we should be concerned about that in Shtari Mammon too. Yishni chasim lishma there too. And lo matzinu davar kazeh. So obviously we're not afraid of that. But if that happened, it would be terrible, says Tosafos. Of course it would pass the get. But we're just not afraid of that. We must not be afraid of that kind of possibility. So that's why in get we're not afraid of it too. There's a major machlokas Tosafos and the Ritva. What's the din? What's the din in such a case? Let's say Eidim come. And they put their names, they put signatures on a blank piece of paper. Is that a good Eidus or is not a good Eidus? What's the Machlokas? What's the Machlokas, Tosis and the Ritva? What could they be disagreeing about? So it could be what Tosis and the Ritva are disagreeing about is when is the Shas Hagodas Eidus for Eidei Chasim? When you have Eidei Chasim in a Shtar, so we know that they're saying some kind of Eidus. Rish Lakish says, Eidei Machasum al Shtar is Kimishinefer Eidusim Bebezdi. There's some kind of an Eidus over there. It's not an Eidus Piksav, it's a Shtar. And that's why it works. Piksavim doesn't work, but this is an Eidus B'Shtar. But when is the Chalos HaEidus? I'm not asking when is the Chalos HaShtar. Clearly the Chalos HaShtar only happens when the Baldover gets it back. Right? There's a Mischayev and there's a Nischayev, right? The person who's Makabo, the Hischayevus. So the Shtar can be given over to him for it to be Chal. If it's a Shtar Mekach U'Memker, so you have to give the shtar, the mocha gives it to the lokeach. When the lokeach gets it, that's when the shtar kinyan is chal. But I'm not asking when the shtar kinyan is chal, right? I'm asking when is the edus shebishtar chal? Is the edus shebishtar chal b'shas hachasima, or is the edus shebishtar chal b'shas hamesira? When is it chal? When is the edus chal? So we find an interesting halacha that that what happens if a person is a karov, let's say one of the Edom are karovim to the Balei Daven. So obviously the Edus is an Edus Psulim. But let's say he only became a karov after he signed on to the shtar. He wasn't his chassan, right? He wasn't his son-in-law. Guy signed on the shtar, and then he became his son-in-law. So is that Edus Psulim or is it not Psulim? At the time of the chasima, he wasn't a karov. Then between the chasima and the mesira, he became a karov. So is that Edus and Edus Psula, or is it not Edus Psula? There are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat about this. In Simin Memvav Sif Lamed Hei. The case is talking about Kiyum Shtaras, but the particulars of the case are not relevant for us right now. Right? But this is the Shaila that these 2 days are disagreeing about. If someone becomes a karov between the chasima and the mesira, so is he called a karov? Will that pasal the Edus? Right? It nullifies the effectiveness of the Edus. Do we say no? He wasn't a karov b'shas hachasimus. Everything is fine. So the Sma there in Sifkot Memvav Memzayin, he explains what's the machlokas. Machlokas is when is the Edus shebeshtar being chav? When is the Edus shebeshtar being chav? He quotes a riff in Yevamos that says that as long as the Edim still have the shtar under their hand, obviously the Edus isn't chav. They can be kovesh the Edus. They don't have to give the shtar at all. Right? They don't have to give the shtar to anyone. So the Rif says, obviously when they sign it, how can it be chal? Because they can just be kovish, they can deny the whole Edus. The Rif clearly seems to assume that the Edus can only be chal after the Edim are giving over the Edus. Mistama, even when the Baldover, when they sign the shtar and the Baldover is holding on to it, Stama, there's no Edus then either. He could hold back the Edus. It's only when he gives it to the Nischayev. He's mischayev to the nischayev, right? It's only when he gives it to the other party, that's when the Edus is going to be chal. So if it's only chal then, there's going to be a problem if he became a karov in the interim. But if we assume that the Edus is chal b'shas chasima, so as long as he wasn't a karov b'shas chasima, then the Edus is going to be kasha. Then afkamina, whether the Edus is chal b'shas chasima or the Edus is chal b'shas mesira, is if he became a karov in the middle. If it's chal b'shas chasima, so then it's done. It's locked in. So if he became a karov later, it doesn't matter. It's exeris hakosim that a karov is possible. But if the Haggadah's Edus, we treat it as though the Haggadah's Edus is Rishas Chasima, when they're actively involved in the process, so then as long as he's not a karov, then it's kosher. But if we assume that the Edus is not going to be chal until the shtar is chal, the Edus isn't chal until the shtar is chal, it's only chal b'shas mesira, so then what's the critical moment to determine if he's a karov? B'shas mesira. B'shas mesira. It could be that's the machlokas Ritva and Tosfos. The Ritva says that the Edus is only chal b'shas mesira. So if there's a dasa mischayev b'shas mesira, then I don't care that the Edim just sign their names and they don't know what they're signing to. They don't even have to know that there's a dasa mischayev here b'chlam. They just sign their names. And then the mischayev is going to pick up the signatures and use them and show that there's a dasa mischayev here. Just like they don't even have to know that there's a mesira. We talked about that the Edim can be made on a mesira that they never saw. They can be made on a dasa mischayev that they never knew. Because the Mischayev is taking their Edus and using it and saying, these are Edim on my dasa Mischayev. That's if we assume that the Edus is Chal B'Shas Mesir. If the Edus is Chal B'Shas Chasima, so then how can the Edim sign their names if they're not signing onto anything? If the Edus is Chal B'Shas Chasima, so then they have to be made B'Shas Chasima. If they don't know what they're being made on, then how does that? So Tosfos obviously is assuming that the Haggadah's Edus in the Shtar is B'Shas Chasima. And that's why Tosfos says that it doesn't make any sense for the Edim to sign their names on a blank piece of paper. Because you can't be made on a zero. You've got to be made on something. The Ritva says, no, the Edus is called B'Shas Mesira. It might look funny that they're signing their names on the blank check, on the blank piece of paper, but what does it matter? If the Dasa Mischayev, if the Mischayev takes their signatures and now writes a Sipra Amaisa, so he's saying that on his Das, you have Edim. His Das on Mischayev is supported by these Edim, even though the Edim didn't even know that there was a Das on Mischayev. He's saying that that I have a Das on Mischayev, and I want these Edim to be on my Das on Mischayev to make the Shtar. So it could be that's the Machlokas, the Ritva and Tosfos, when the Haggadah Seiros is being Chav. It's being Chav B'Shas Chasima, is it being Chav B'Shas Mesira.